Very few people like to figure their taxes, and even fewer like to pay them. But this pair of brothers found an unlikely business doing something few enjoy. It's today's American Countryside, brought to you by Exmark Mowers. Take back your weekend. Go to Exmark.com today.
Landscape pros trust Exmark more than any other brand. For more than 30 years, Exmark mowers have been built to work all day, every day. For a perfect cut, every time, in no time. So use what the pros use and take back your weekends. What's your favorite way to enjoy a weekend? Submit your video at Exmark.com/weekends for a chance to win a new Exmark mower, as well as other cool gear, trips, and more.
There's still time to sign up for our American Countryside Adventure to Alaska, August 31st to September 8th. We'll fly to Fairbanks, where we'll pan for gold, see the Alaska Pipeline, and ride the Riverboat Discovery. Then we'll head to Denali National Park and stay at the Princess Lodge. We'll also take in the Alaska State Fair and see the largest vegetables on Earth. Plus, we'll cruise the Kenai Fords and ride on the Alaska Railroad. Get your brochure by calling 800-826-2266. That's 826-2266, or find the ad at AmericanCountryside.com. In the years immediately after World War II, two brothers, Henry and Richard Block, decided to begin their own business.
They thought that serving small businesses, offering a myriad of services, everything from window decorating to bookkeeping, and they weren't experts at any of this stuff, but they thought that they would find a niche.
Tom Block shares the story of his father and uncle.
They were bookkeepers, but they would do their bookkeeping customers' taxes as just an added benefit. Word got around town that these two brothers were pretty good at doing taxes. At that time, there was really no tax preparation industry.
But the brothers decided the tax preparation business just wasn't for them.
They got so busy during the tax season because people would come to them just by word of mouth asking them to do their return. They felt they were neglecting their bread and butter bookkeeping clients. So they made a decision to stop doing taxes.
But one of their clients convinced them they should stick with tax preparation. They did.
And it's an interesting story about how they transitioned their, what was then in 1954, a bookkeeping service into strictly a tax preparation service. As my dad would tell you, it was just luck. Just luck.
The client that persuaded them to stay with tax prep just happened to have an important job that helped the business grow. That story is next time as we travel the countryside in St. Joseph, Missouri. I'm Andrew McCrae.